This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 28 for Friday, August 19th. Ice canola futures are mixed on Friday, with gains in the front months and losses in the deferred positions. At the close of trade, the November canola contract increases by $3 at $818.40 per ton, and the January contract adds $2.50 at $826.90 per ton. Support for canola is coming from upticks in Chicago soy oil and the off-session of Malaysian palm oil. Declines in Chicago soy beans and soy meal, as well as European rapeseed, are weighing on values. Small losses in crude oil prices are putting pressure on vegetable oils. Favorable crop conditions across the prairies are also putting pressure on canola. However, development remains behind the normal pace in several areas of the region. 2 weeks into the 2022-23 crop year, the Canadian Grain Commission reports total canola exports are a mere 11,300 tons. This time last year, exports were almost 178,000 tons. Domestic usage is faring better, with the year-to-date at 329,000 tons, compared to 377,000 a year ago. At this time, the Canadian dollar is lower as the loonie falls to 76.96 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 77.35. The corn crop in France continues to struggle in the heat. The latest report places its corn at 50% good to excellent, down 3 points on the week. And water levels on the Rhine River in Germany are at the point where they are too low for a growing number of empty cargo vessels. The International Grain Council released its monthly global supply and demand estimates today. The wheat carryout increases 1.1% at 275 million tons. Ending stocks for corn fall 2.2% at 265 million tons. The soybean carryover is down 3.7% at 52 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Friday. The November contract loses a penny at $14.04 per bushel. Chicago soy oil jumps nearly 1.8 cents at 67.57 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal gives up $5 at $408 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Friday as the December contract advances 7.5 cents at $6.23 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with its December contract up 6 cents at 387. The U.S. wheat complex is on the upswing, with Chicago December rising 23.5 cents at 772.5. Kansas City December jumps 32 cents at 847. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December adds 21.5 cents at 886. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, August 19th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.